Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 235 on September the 9th, 2022. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Veru Inc., Xping Inc., and Pinterest, and we discuss three new trades on Avaya Holdings Corporation, the ultra-short 20-year Treasury Bond ETF, and American Airlines. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. The U.S. stock market finished the week higher compared to last week. This could simply be a short-term rally in a longer bear market, since the Dow is down 2,600 points since mid-March of this year. In fact, there have been 9 week-over-week gains in the last 23 weeks. This is my attempt to not miss the forest for the trees. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 833 points, ending the week at 32,151 points. The S&P 500 Index gained 143 points, closing the week at 4,067 points on Friday. And now it's time to get into the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is trading volatility versus trading market direction. And when you speak to professional option traders, most of them are trading volatility. Most people that trade options from home are trading market direction. But what does all of that mean? Today, I will explain it a little bit more. So when I was a floor trader, we tried to buy low and sell high. And I'm talking about implied volatility. Volatility, or market price movement, is used to price options. We typically assume that the option prices marked volatility too high relative to the actual price movement that we would see during the time period. Because of this, floor traders were more prone to sell options. After trading an option, they hedged the stock exposure of the position with stock. So that means if they sold call options, they bought stock. And if they sold put options, they sold stock. This removed the ability to make or lose money based on the stock price movement. This was done in an effort to isolate the volatility portion of the options price. So when you're trading volatility, you need the option Greeks. You need to know the delta of the position so that you know how much stock to hedge. You need to know the gamma of the position so that you can adjust the stock hedge as prices move around. You need to be aware of theta and vega so that you know what to expect out of your risk metrics as time passed and as expiration approached. So why don't I discuss the Greeks on this show? Well, most retail option traders don't cover their risk with stock. In fact, I want my trades to make and lose money as the stock price moves. If you remove the need to hedge with stock, you don't really need to talk about the Greeks. It's more of a pure way of trading, and it allows you guys to truly learn options and how they react with one another. Most new professional option traders struggle to wrap their minds around the Greeks, covering their deltas and managing the gamma of their positions. Over time, they get better at manipulating spreads and some of the other strategies. Retail traders can dive right into the familiarity with the strategies and spreads. That's a huge benefit, and that's why I start off simple. We can always add complication back easily. Once you understand how these spreads and how these strategies work together, option to option, you can always hedge. You can always teach people to hedge. You can add in the complication or the more complicated aspects of option trading. You can make plenty of money trading options, whether you truly understand gamma or not. So the main difference between trading volatility versus trading price direction is the need to hedge your stock exposure and manage your Greeks. at this point in life, I'm happy to skip the Greeks and just focus on making money. And I get emails from you guys all the time saying that you understand options for the first time because of my approach. So thank you guys all so much for listening to the show. I just had to throw that thank you in, but I wanted to just explain once more why I use this style or this method of options and why you don't hear some of the things that you're going to see in option trading books. Most of the books spend a large amount of time covering Delta and Gamma and all the other Greeks. And here we are on our show, and we don't have to talk about that. I can just show you how to make money. So that's it for the topic of the week. Let's get into the trading review this week. And I have to admit, I'm a bit happy because it was a good week. Hopefully you guys had a great week as well. So we'll start off with the covered call. We looked at Veru Inc., symbol V as in Victor, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, U as in Uniform. Now, at the time, the stock was trading for $14.80. I looked at buying stock and selling the September 15 call at $2.90, which could give us a return of 20.95% in 2 weeks. Well, shares of Veru gained 77 cents, ending the week at $15.57 per share. The call option we sold lost $1.55, leaving us with a net profit of $2.32 on the week if we were to close the trade. As good as that sounds, the max profit on this trade is $3.10, so it's definitely worth holding onto this trade another 5 days and allowing it to expire in the money on Friday. This trade worked out, so no adjustments are needed, unless you don't think stock is going to stay above $15 per share. So if that's the case, just make sure you watch the stock throughout the week in case you need to play a little bit of defense. But so far, none is needed. This one worked out. Trade number two last week was the credit spread. We looked at XPing Inc., symbol X as in X-ray, P as in Papa, E as in Echo, V as in Victor. At the time, the stock was trading for $16.74 per share. I looked at selling the September 17 half call spread at 17 cents, giving us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Now, shares of XPing lost 71 cents, closing at $16.03 per share on Friday. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is now even more out of the money. So this trade worked out as well. We fully expect it to expire out of the money this week, so no adjustments are needed. Just as with the covered call, you still want to keep an eye on stock price in case you need to play some defense or exit the trade early for profit prior to Friday's expiration. And then our final trade from last week is a debit spread. We looked at Pinterest Inc., symbol P as in Papa, I as in India, N as in November, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $22.07 per share. I looked at buying the September 21/2/22 call spread for 33 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 17 cents per spread. That would be a 51.52% return in 2 weeks. So shares of Pinterest gained $3.48, closing the week at $25.55 per share on Friday. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now even more in the money. So with stock this high and only 1 week before expiration, this spread will price near its intrinsic value of 50 cents. This trade has obviously worked out, so no adjustments are needed here as well. There are a few ways to turn this 50 cents wide call spread into a $1 or $2 call spread so that we can make even more money on the trade. Now, that's a little more advanced of a strategy for this show. So it is one of the things, though, that I like to do in my own positions when stock rallies this much in 1 week. I hate seeing such a huge rally and then limiting the amount of gain that I can make because of my smaller spread right off the bat. So this was definitely a nice trade. I'd fully expect to expire in the money on Friday, but still, you definitely want to keep an eye on stock over the next week just in case we do have a pullback. So that's it for the trade review from last week. 3 for 3. Man, I haven't had 3 for 3 on the show in a while, so it's always nice. If you guys could see me now, you'd see me patting myself on the back, but We know that doesn't last long, and that's why you have to keep on trading, right? So we are 1 week away from the September monthly expiration on Friday the 16th. We will focus on trading October options, the monthly option, over the next few weeks, and that uses the October 21st expiration. So let's go ahead and get into the new trades for this week. We're going to start off with the covered call, looking at Avaya Holdings Corporation, symbol A as in Alpha, V as in Victor, Y as in Yankee, A as in Alpha. The stock ended the week at $1.56 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the October 2 call at 30 cents, which could give us a return of 47.44% in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $1.56 and then selling the October 2 call at 30 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $2 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $1.26 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase will require $156, and you will collect $30 for selling the option. Next up is going to be a credit spread. I'm looking at the ultra short 20-year Treasury bond ETF, symbol T as in Tango, B as in Bravo, T as in Tango. The stock ended the week at $28.64 per share. I'm looking at selling the October 28-27 put spread at 39 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 61 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the October 28 put at $1.23 and concurrently buying the October 27 put for 84 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $28 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $27.61 per share, and in real terms, you'll receive $39 per spread that you sell and have $61 at risk. And our final trade on the week is a debit spread. I'm looking at American Airlines, symbol A as in Alpha, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima. The stock ended the week at $14.19 per share. I'm looking at buying the October 13-14 call spread for 64 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 36 cents per spread, or that would be a 56.25% return in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the October 13 call for $1.79 and concurrently selling the October 14 call at $1.15. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $14 per share. Now, our break-even price on this trade is $13.64 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $64 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $36 per spread. So that's it for the new trades for this week. I will say that I'm not the biggest fan of trades that are 6 weeks in duration. I'm a much shorter term trader just because it gives me a better, so much can happen in the stock price in 6 weeks. Anything can happen in the news. So it does, you know, just like I don't like to look at 1 week long trades, a 6 week trade does have a little bit of risk to it as well, just because of so much time. But that being said, it can also keep you on your toes as far as being capable and knowledgeable about how to go ahead and defend the trade, meaning how you would make adjustments if the trades go against you prior to expiration. So take that as it is. Remember, you always have to trade for the size of account that you have and the risk appetite that you have, not me or any other trading teacher out there, because we all make decisions based on the cards in our own hand, not necessarily and we don't necessarily have the same set of cards in our hands. So that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I have been on a high all week. I ended up getting an email from a listener in New Zealand, and I, you know, heard from a few people here in the U.S. as well. Even someone here in my home state of Texas, which always makes me happy too. So thank you guys for the emails. Feel free to reach out to me. And definitely, if you are at a point where you would like to better understand the trades on the show, or even be able to execute these sorts of trades or this methodology in your own portfolio, send me an email or respond to the contact page on the website. I'd love to have a call with you. And I'll just, you know, answer questions if you have questions. And certainly, If we talk and it turns out that participating in a mastermind or coaching program would be of value to you, let me know, because I'd like to help. I like teaching people how to fish, not handing you fish. This show is sort of like an example of handing fish, but the people that go through my program end up knowing how to find these trades and dozens more that are available in the market, whether the market's going up, down, sideways, or whatever. So that's the beauty of option trading. You can make money no matter what direction the market is going if you are flexible in your approach and have a strong enough understanding of how options respond to price movement. So that's what it's all about, trading these options profitably, making some money. That being said, enjoy your weekend, and as always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.